Welcome back to Tip TV Finance, where we have our regular Monday audience with Ben Harrington, a business journalist and the editor at the Beaterville website. How are you today, Ben?
Very well, thanks.
I was just, while I was waiting for your arrival, I was just reading through City M, and I sort of, every other article is somebody selling, buying. I mean, there's lots of M&A around.
There's a lot of M&A. And obviously one of the big deals announced this morning was the Aberdeen Standard Life transaction. I don't know if you had a chance to have a look at that over the weekend.
I had a look at it, but it sent me to sleep because they're possibly two of the most boring companies known to man. But putting that aside.
So the backstory to the story is there are rumours around about Aberdeen doing a tie-up over the last couple of weeks, various companies being mentioned on Friday. Saturday, I think, the stock market report in the Financial Times, which is written by Bryce Elder, talks a bit about that potential tie-up and also connecting it potentially with Old Mutual. And then on Saturday afternoon, Mark Kleiman of Sky News, a former colleague of mine from our time at the Telegraph and the Sunday Telegraph when he was editing that, or he wasn't editing the newspaper, he was editing the business section of the Sunday Telegraph, broke the story about how Standard Life and Aberdeen were in talks to merge, to create an £11 billion fund management group based in Scotland. And obviously that was then re-reported over the Sunday into the Sunday business sections. I think actually both companies confirmed that post the publication of his blog post on Sky News that they were in talks. And this morning announced the transaction, the more detailed terms of the transaction. But it's now starting to look like it's, rather than a merger, some commentators are saying that it's Standard Life buying Aberdeen with no premium.
That doesn't go down well, does it?
The shares were only, Aberdeen shares were actually only up 2 or 3% post the news. So the market's sort of telling you that as well, really.
I was hinting at the boredom, because I mean the shares haven't really moved. It just looks like two companies getting together to save costs and be bigger and generally, you know, synergies, etc., rather than any big break or change of strategy or anything else.
So I guess it's Aberdeen and Standard Life are sort of billing it as a merger, because the chief executive of Aberdeen, Martin Gilbert, will become co-CEO with the chief executive of Standard Life. But that seems to be the only aspect where it is.
Sounds a bit weird and a bit awkward, actually, doesn't it?
Does as well, yeah. So
I know the Forbes has said that the merger could be disastrous.
Well, lots of people are being quite negative about the deal this morning. I, to be honest, I'm not really here to give a view on whether I think it's going to be a good deal or a bad deal. I just thought found it quite interesting that in the run-up to this transaction being announced, I think I got the sense that Aberdeen was looking at other transactions as well. And I don't even remember when I was on the show last week, I talked about a bit about another fund manager in the US called Legg Mason.
That's right, yeah.
And there's been some speculation around that. So I think I'll leave it there and let viewers draw their own conclusions. But
the conclusion is that the sector is in play now. Or this may
well,
be the
conclusion
first of many.
Well, a part of the conclusion is that this sector, quite a few companies in this sector, are having a bit of a tough time because of one of those reasons, because of the move towards retail market towards more passive funds, basically, because why pay an active fund manager a lot of money when you can just invest it in an index tracker for a lot cheaper and get just as good, if not better, returns. So
and Warren Buffett didn't help very much either by saying exactly the same thing. It's a bit of a killer there, really, that one.
Now, this might force other companies to consider deals as well. And I had picked up some speculation that Schroders has been looking at a transaction since the sort of late last year. So we could see something around, you know, happening, more deals happening in the sector, I suspect. As well, I think Legg Mason is in the process of carrying out some sort of, you know, informal strategic review. So expect more M&A.
Okay.
And again, there was another deal that leaked on Friday. Quite unusual in that it just sort of the company just announced that there had been a leak, although there was not been reported anywhere. Which was this take private by BC Partners and Pond Street Capital of Shawbrook, one of the challenger banks that floated a couple of years ago, looking to take the company private again for 330p a share.
That was quite weird. It was like 3 minutes before the close or something.
Yeah, it was very, very, very odd. Yeah. It's interesting you noticed that as well. Yeah.
Well, I like to keep my finger on the pulse and everything.
So there, that was announced on Friday. We've also had the Peugeot, Vauxhall, Opel deal announced as well, paying €2.2 billion for those car brands, and obviously the LSE Deutsche Börse situation still rumbles on. It seems to be reported that it's been called off, but as far as I can work out, it still hasn't formally been called off. So
nobody wants to be the messenger there. I mean, maybe, you know, somebody needs to be brave enough and say actually it's not going to go ahead. Who that will be, we don't know. But it's embarrassing, isn't it? Whoever steps up to the plate and says actually it's not going to happen, it's not going to look good, are they?
Well, they're dropping big hints, but it's not yet been formally called off, so I don't know where we're
going.
Happy
to announce it here on Tip TV if anybody wants to do that.
Yes, sure, please. Yeah, I'll. Well, I turned my phone off actually, but So that's still rumbling on, but that's probably, you know, that's a deal that's been announced that could collapse. So there's quite a high chance of that happening, of collapsing. And then, how much time have we got left?
We're out of time, but just whatever you got.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's a couple of things I'm looking into over in the US where the companies that could be involved in deals. One is Colgate Palm Olive. Again, that was being talked about last week as a potential sort of backup target to the Kraft Heinz lot. I've been spending a lot of time doing some digging around a company called Restoration Hardware. Have you ever heard of it?
Not yet.
Well, it's a US company, and I've been doing a lot of investigating around that. And so all I would say is to your viewers is keep an eye on the website. If I get anywhere, I might be able to do something there.
Okay, well, on that note, Ben Harrington, business journalist and editor at the beautiful website, thank you very much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.